What have you done to your paw, Tita? Are you limping? With Linda, I had so much fun, no matter what we did. It was the enjoyment of just being together, whether it was running in the park, playing fetch, or just lazing about. Now I'm excited to go and have fun with my new friends as he holds onto my leash like we're about to have an adventure. Tita, come here. I need to put the leash on you. Once I put the leash on you, Mother and I are taking you for a drive. Wow, a drive in your car? Where are we going, George? George attaches a leash to my collar and holds it tight in his hand as we all walk outside. You are a strong girl, aren't you? Wait on, George tells me. Down the steps we turn left, heading towards George's car parked in the driveway. As he opens the back section of his car, without thinking, I jump straight in, saw Paul and all. Before I know it, George closes the boot. Mother, George and I get in, and we drive off. I wonder where Mother, George and I are going. George's car is much bigger than Linda's. In Linda's car, I used to sit in the front seat next to her, but in the back section of George's car is much more spacious. I have it all to myself. I can sprawl out without bumping into anything, or I can sit up and have a look out the window. I peer outside and watch the many cars whizzing by, faster and faster. In the background, George has the radio on and music plays from the speakers, some of it fast and some of it slow. I remember some of the music from when I was with Linda. Then George changes his mind and fishes about with his free hand. This is the new Pavarotti CD I was telling you about, George tells Mother as a new song begins. He is a good opera singer, isn't he? Says Mother. He has a deep voice, George. We turn a corner and come to a sudden stop as George parks the car. George opens the door and I jump out, George holding onto my leash and Mother walking by his side. Unfamiliar odours capture my attention as we enter the building ahead of us. Unknown animals, mainly cats and dogs, surround me from all sides. Now I realise where they are taking me. The vet. Sitting among other people with their sick and injured animals, all I want to do is leave. I am shaking and panting nervously in anticipation of what may happen next. Finally, it's our turn. Tita, would you like to come into the consulting room? A man in a white coat gestures for George to follow him. George, taking hold of my leash, follows him into a small room where there are different smells of dogs that have come and gone. The man closes the door, looks down and presses my paw. Ah, why did he do that? I yell out in pain. Tita's foot is swollen and infected. That's why she is limping, I hear the man tell Mother and George. Although the thorn is out, Tita needs to take some antibiotics so she can walk properly, the vet says. He gives Mother some tablets for me to take and we get up and go home. Eventually, I am able to run on all fours again. Pulling up in the driveway, George starts whistling a tune. Springing like a rabbit, I jump over the back section into the middle section where the back seats are and finally land in George's lap. Turning off the ignition, he looks straight at me. Tita, what in the hell are you doing here? I guess he doesn't know that when people whistle and I'm not tied down, I come straight to them as if they are calling my name. Fortunately, we are safe in Mother's driveway.